Unit 21. Possibility, Emotion and Preference. Dialogues. Clothes shopping.
Unit 21. Track 1.
Buying a wedding dress.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a wedding dress.
I see. Would you prefer a cream dress or a white one?
I'm not sure.
OK. Would you rather have a sleeveless dress or one with sleeves?
I'd prefer to have a sleeveless dress, but perhaps I might be too cold.
Jenny, it's not likely to be cold in July.
Paula, this is Manchester, not Chicago. What do you think, Rachel?
It'll probably rain, but it's unlikely to be cold.
OK, let's have a sleeveless.
What size are you?
I'm usually a size 10 in British sizes.
OK. Here are a couple of sleeveless dresses, one white, one cream. Would you like to try one of them on?
Yes, I like them both. Can I try them both on?
Yes, of course. If you'd like to follow me, the changing room is over here. Do you prefer the cream one or the white one?
I can't make up my mind. Which one do you like best, Rachel?
I like the cream one best.
Do you like this one better than that one, Paula?
Yes, that's my favourite one too.
Is it? I'm not sure. I prefer white to cream, usually. But you're right, this style is nicer. Oh, I can't decide which to have.
You could have that style in white.
Could I?
Yes. Unfortunately, we don't have one in stock right now.
Oh, no. How annoying.
When is the wedding?
July the 7th.
Oh, we can get one here by then.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure.
Oh, that's a relief.
I'll order it today. And there's a good chance that it will be here by Wednesday. Why don't you come in next Saturday and try it on then?
Yes, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you next week.
Yes, bye.
Goodbye.
Thank goodness that's done. It's such a weight off my mind. Thank you both very much for helping me. I don't know what I would have done without you.
It was a pleasure, Jenny.
Yes, it was fun.
Well, let's go and get some lunch. My treat. Track 2. Buying shoes.
Can I help you?
No, thank you. I'm just looking.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for some white shoes.
Smart or casual?
Smart. They're to go with a wedding dress.
Oh, I see. What size do you take?
I don't know, in British sizes. Can you measure me, please?
Yes, of course. Put your foot on here. Size 6. Now, what about these shoes?
No, the heels are too high.
Oh, what about those?
Yes, I prefer those.
Would you like to try them on?
Yes, please.
How are they?
They're a little too tight. Do you have a size 6.5?
Yes, here they are. Try these on.
Ah, yes, they're better. What do you think?
They suit you.
Yes, they look really nice. Good. How much are they?
£49.99.
I'll take them.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, thank you.
How would you like to pay? Cash or credit card?
Credit card, please. Here you are.
Thank you. Would you sign here, please? Thank you. Here's your card and your receipt.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Vocabulary. The A to Z of idioms. Track 3. T is for...
Time. It's about time. He's 21. It's about time he learned to cook for himself.
At one time. At one time, most people wore hats.
At the same time. I want it done well. At the same time, it mustn't cost too much.
The big time. When we hit the big time, I'll buy you a Rolls Royce.
For the time being. That's good enough for the time being.
From time to time. I still see her from time to time.
Have an easy time of it. We work hard in summer, but we have an easy time of it in the winter.
Have no time for. I have no time for people who won't help themselves.
In no time. In no time at all. You'll be up and well in no time at all.
In time. You'll regret that decision in time.
In time to. In time for. Will we get there in time for dinner?
Make good time. There was little traffic, so we made good time.
In next to no time. We'll be there in next to no time.
Only time can tell. Only time will tell. Only time can tell whether or not it was the right thing to do.
On time. Do trains usually arrive on time?
Take one's time. Take your time. There's no hurry.
Third time lucky. I've failed twice, but I'm going to have one more go. Third time lucky.
Time flies. 4 o'clock already. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
Procrastination is the thief of time.
A stitch in time saves 9.
Time and tide wait for no man.
Time is money.
There's a time and place for everything.
There's no time like the present.
Times, at the best of times. The problem is, she's not very strong at the best of times.
Behind the times. His ideas are 20 years behind the times.
For old times' sake. Let's have a drink for old times' sake.
A sign of the times. Our old theatre has been turned into a nightclub. It's a sign of the times.
9 times out of 10. He's right 9 times out of 10.
Tongue. On the tip of one's tongue. Oh, what's his name? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Hold your tongue. You must hold your tongue, even if they are rude to you.
Tongue in cheek. Don't be upset. He made the remark tongue in cheek.
A slip of the tongue. No, I didn't mean that. It was just a slip of the tongue.
Top. From top to bottom. We cleaned the house from top to bottom.
Be on top of. It will cost you £100 for a new engine, and on top of that there will be labour costs.
Over the top. The decorations on the cake were ridiculously over the top.
Off the top of one's head. I'm not sure, but off the top of my head I would say there are about 30 windows.
Feel on top of the world. Since I started dieting, I've felt on top of the world.
To top it all. And to top it all, he's not even qualified as an architect.
Business situations. Track 4. A crisis management consultation. You've read the article in Telenews, so you know the story. It says we use, quote, dishonest sales methods, unquote. It says we phone the elderly at home and use high-pressure sales tactics to get them to buy our phones. Is there any truth in these accusations? Well, I don't think we've been dishonest, but we do target older people. Why is that? Our market studies show that people over 60 need phones more than younger people do. What about the allegation that your sales reps use high-pressure tactics? Our sales reps are highly motivated. Occasionally they try a little too hard to increase sales, but I wouldn't describe their methods as high pressure. Are you saying that high-pressure tactics are never used by your sales staff? Well, they may get a little over-enthusiastic at times. This is a serious situation. We need to work out how to handle it. You'll need to form a crisis management team and get an outside expert to advise you. I can recommend someone for the job.